Finding Faith, Acts chapter 1. We are going to spend our time in Mark chapter 9, but as we talk about finding faith and we have kind of moved through the struggles of the disciples, I wanted to shine some light on the topic, shine the spirit, amen? Acts chapter 1, if you're there, say amen. All righty, thank you very much for that. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, and we'll talk about suffering today, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Can I get a witness on that part? Amen. That's the good part. Amen. "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Lord, we do indeed thank you, knowing that you are mighty and awesome and that you have a plan for us, and that you will empower us for this plan, that you guide and direct us through it, that we can move from victory to victory to victory, that we can move through challenges, that we can move through misunderstanding, that we can find truth, find power, find your plan. You will guide us to it, in Jesus' name. And everyone says,
amen.
Stepping into the plan, I want to let you know that the plan of God is big. Can I get a witness on that? The plan of God is bigger than you, and you need the Holy Spirit to modify you to be able to fit into that plan and have that plan fit you. We went up to Fresno, and a lot of ground in Fresno, a lot of hunters up in Fresno, some of the guys who go men on target. I got a couple shotguns that I take out there all the time, and took them up to Fresno and met this guy, Juan, who dearly had to have those shotguns. He drove all the way over from Stanford on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving to meet me at Big Five. And I told Juan, I go, "You're crazy, man. You're never going to get out of the Bay Area. It's just going to be stacked up." And he said, no, I can make it. My phone is telling me and this and that. And so text me about 7:30. "I'm in an hour and a half traffic." "Just turn around." No, I'm not sure. So I meet him. We meet him at 8:30 at Big Five and do our transaction with all this stuff, paperwork, statements you go through. And so we're done at 9. He's got this little 5-year-old boy with him. And he's a new Christian. He's been a Christian for like a year. And he starts asking me about the Bible. And he starts asking me about his life. And I'm telling you, he could fit right into our church. He described his situation with his boy. He says he has the boy lives with his mom. She left me and got involved with another man. You just feel the spirit on this guy. And had a kid with him. And as soon as the child was born, he abandoned them. And I'm looking at this little 5-year-old boy. We're going to talk about children in the kingdom of God today. That's why I bring this up. And he's going, "I just want to raise my son to love the Lord, to grow up and know him." I said, the best way for him to grow up in poverty is to grow up with a single mom. Have that other boy, the other guy is gone, right? He goes, "Yeah." I said, the The Lord could be calling you to something really big, Warren. Lord could be calling you to open your heart to this woman. She says, yeah, she's discovering the Lord, and God's doing a work in her. I said, well, the Lord could do a work in you, and you could raise this boy, because you want to have this boy in your home, not on weekends or every other Wednesday or whenever it is. You want to raise this boy, and his mom is already choosing losers to hook up with. She can grab onto Christ. She can grab onto you. You can make the ultimate sacrifice for the Lord to her and raise this boy and raise her other boy in the admonition of the Lord. He's looking at me. His eyes are big. I'm saying, this is a big thing, Warren. Plan of God is big. Steps are small. You can take them. We talk about finding faith. Talk today about stepping into the plan. And again, I want to emphasize, because the disciples struggle so much with the plan of God, and they do struggle until they receive the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is too big for them. The plan of God is too big for them. They struggle with it. It was bigger than them, and we'll let you know today that it's bigger than me, and it's bigger than you. And as Mark writes this letter to the church in Rome, who is under persecution, the Christians are being killed and crucified and taken, their property taken, they're being arrested, they're being beaten, they're being tortured, all kinds of heinous things are happening. And Mark writes this gospel to meet that church in persecution, and they need to know that the kingdom of God is big. They need to know that the kingdom of God is bigger than they are, and that the plan of God is bigger than they are. And as they step into it with little tiny baby steps, they grab onto something that is indeed bigger than them. Amen? And so that is where Mark is coming from, and that is where we come from today in City Heights and San Diego, grabbing onto something that is much bigger than us. And it takes the Holy Spirit to make us big enough to grab on. Sometimes we struggle. The disciples were struggling. Jesus breaks down the plan for us. Baby steps. Stepping into the plan. End of Mark chapter 9. Plan of God is big. Jesus says the steps are small. Today we're going to take a look at stepping into the plan. Amen? Thank you, you who have been praying for my clicker that is indeed working today. some of you have made known to me that that last song was indeed translated into either French or Portuguese. Portuguese. We are starting a brand new outreach to Portuguese-speaking people. I just want to let you know so that should you know any Portuguese, you can just invite them on in. All right, here we go. Mark chapter 9, the clash of the kingdom. Kingdom of the earth, kingdom of the Lord. They left that place. Now we're back in Mark, okay? We're going to sludge through the end of this chapter. They left that place and they passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise. But they did not understand what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Making time to teach. Jesus has been trying to get the disciples alone with him for some time, but the crowds are getting in the way. Jesus is trying to make this happen because there's a problem. Problem with the disciples. Disciples, all of them, are off track. They're not getting it. They're struggling with comprehension. They are struggling with progress in the kingdom. And Jesus describes the plan of the cross, and they don't get it. And I want you to notice this morning that the plan of the cross is indeed God's plan. He says, the Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men. It is not as if men grab the Son of Man. Jesus talks in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 18. He says, I lay down my life of my own accord. This is heaven moving into history and providing redemption for mankind. Amen? It's not like men rising up and God's going, oh no, what are we going to do, Jesus? Maybe you need to go down there. No, the Bible says that Jesus was slain from the foundations of the earth. Amen? Disciples don't get it. They're afraid to ask. John, close or Mike, close that door for me back there, please. Plan of redemption is a supernatural plan. And until we receive the Holy Spirit, we struggle with comprehension. We struggle with the supernatural. And for some, we struggle with the plan of the kingdom of God after we receive the Spirit. The plan of God is big. Steps are small. Amen? All righty. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, what were you arguing about on the road? They kept quiet because on the way, they had argued about who was the greatest. Sin, your sin, the disciples' sin, will block the activity of the Spirit in your life. Sends the Holy Spirit to empower you to grab onto this big plan, and the sin of your life blocks the activity of the Spirit in your life, and you remain small, and you cannot grasp onto what God has for you. Disciples are missing it. They resist the question of Jesus. What were you arguing about? And no one answers him. It was on purpose. They resist the questions of Jesus and they resist the work of the Holy Spirit because they knew they were in sin. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. They covered it up. Plan is big. You work in God's plan? You work in your own plan. Work in God's plan or you work in something else? Jesus knows what's going on. Bible tells us. Danny, are you there? Oh, there we go. I got it. Thank you very much. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind. Jesus knows what's going on in the hearts of the disciples. Jesus knows what's going on in their souls. Jesus knows what they're talking about on the road. Jesus wants to open a discussion about their sin that blocks the activity of the Spirit in their lives. They were caught in the sin of pride. Who would be greatest? And it doesn't really matter what sin that you get caught up in. It will block the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen? And Jesus knows about it. Disciples know they're in sin. Jesus calls on them and they cover it up. Their actions are pulling them away from the plan of God. And Jesus comes right to them and touches them. What were you arguing about? Gives them the opportunity to open it all up. Gives them the opportunity to begin to address it. Oh, nothing. Whatever's pulling you away from the plan of God, you got to cut it off. You got to cut it out of your life. Or bad things happen. We were driving up to Fresno on, when was it? Tuesday. And up in, past Camp Pendleton. What's that first little city you get up there? San Clemente, that's it. All this construction going on. It's like, look on your phone, 21-minute backup, 31-minute backup. Look at it. And so we're moving through all this stuff, and we actually start moving past it and start speeding up, and and I hear this, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. I thought it was my car. But I look, and up in front of me is this big old, well, it's big, like, camper trailer thing, you know, dual axle. And the back wheel on the passenger side is just flat as a pancake. I mean, it's like has no air. And it's, you know, it's kind of like shredding. No, it's not shredding yet. So I speed up on the shoulder and start honking. And a young lady, at least, says, oh, little family. You know, she's like, I don't know, maybe late 20s, early 30s. She rolls down her window. I said, you got a flat back here. And her countenance just, oh. And the little family with the little husband. You know, he pulls right over. There's an off-ramp coming up. You know, it's like emergency situation. I got a flat. And that's what the disciples should have done. What were you arguing about on the road? The Lord, it's like he honks the horn, right? He says, you got a crisis going on right now. You better cut it out of your life. You need to pull over right now and address it. And so many of us think, you can make it. I think I can make it. You know what I'm talking about? Progressing in the plan. You got stuff in your life that keeps you from progress. Got to cut it out. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. And he took a child, whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arm, he said to them, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. The path of greatness comes through a child. Bring a child. Caleb. Bring me that child. Kingdom of God is different from the kingdom of the world. Kingdom of the world, he who dies with the most toys wins. That's not how the kingdom of God works. Amen? Kingdom of God says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store for yourself. Oh, I was going to come and get them. Hey, big guy. Right? And he says, oh, he's got a toy. Wow. You probably would rather see him. Oh, there we go. Yeah, look up here. He's got a little dot on his head. But store for yourselves up treasures in heaven. An entirely different... Don't wave at the child. I didn't realize it was going to be so hard. Jesus shows the path to greatness. And he takes a kid. This kid is just great. I dig this kid. Back in the day, children were viewed as property. Women were viewed as property. And they were often disregarded. God's heart is for the least. Widows, orphans, aliens, children. He says, you want to grab onto the plan of God? Grab onto one of these, the least. Grab onto the plan of God, you grab onto sacrifice. Yeah, buddy, we got a problem. You can just blow them off. I don't care, kid. But God says, don't cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take a minute. Teach them how to grab onto their toys, especially during the message. It says the path of God is the path of the cross. He made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. Disciples are heading in the exact opposite direction. The disciples are doing everything they can to move away from the plan of the cross. The plan of God is big. You're going to make progress. You got to cut out the distractions. Yeah. Woohoo, that worked. All right. Continuing on, greatness. Oh, yeah. Teacher, John said, we saw somebody driving out demons in your names, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, said Jesus. For no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. And Jesus is talking about life in the kingdom, life in the plan. Here's a guy who's getting it done. He is casting out demons. He is doing the work of Jesus. And the guy said, should we stop him? See, this guy's getting it done. This guy's casting out demons. And the disciples no longer can. Remember, they got to the bottom of the Mount of Transfiguration. And they said, why can't we cast out the demon? He says, you've lost your connection to the kingdom. This kind comes out by prayer. You got to be prayed up. You guys lost your prayer. You guys lost your connection. That's why December 10th, that's why before service, get engaged, get involved. Let prayer be a core part of your life. Amen? See, the plan of God is big, but the steps are small. And you can take small steps, and you can find progress in the kingdom of God. And the Lord's watching. He's seeing what you do. All kinds of opportunities for progress in the kingdom, and the disciples were missing on all of them. He says, guys, a cup of water, small steps, easy steps. Plan of God is big. Steps are small. And he says, too, that there's a reward in the end that everybody gets what they deserve. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:10, Bible says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive his due for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. And everybody gets what they deserve. And the good thing about church, all kinds of opportunities to move ahead and progress in the plan of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Bring those children right up here, Kyra. He says, bring a child. He says, care for a child. All the way right on up here. Bring the rest of mine out here. All them kids, bring them on up. Look at this. Man. I really think I need you to write some letters to the pastor's wife, and we ought to rename this thing Extravaganza again. All right, right up here. Keep on coming, keep on coming, keep on coming. I need the teachers. I need the teachers. Mr. Aaron, Pastor Scott, come on up here. Miss Lisa, come on up here, would you? Miss Lori, come on up here. Let's see, where are we at? Miss Dana, come on up here. Julie Camacho, come on up here. Lucy, come on up here. Lisa Gaudet, come on up. Oh, yeah. See, right here, he says, you take care of one of these. We're going to talk about stumbling in just a minute, okay? But these are all given as, not him, but all these are given as opportunities to step ahead in the kingdom and the plan of God. Amen? He says, you're surrounded in your home, at the church, at the school, opportunities for advancement. And he says, I'm paying attention. And everything you do will be rewarded. So, for Miss Kyra, so faithful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Right there. For Miss Dana, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Mr. Aaron Buggs, oh, this is long. The substance of things hoped for, faith, the evidence of things not seen. Adriana. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have it, have received it, and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. Miss Lori, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Miss Lucy, brand new teacher. John 3:16. It's all good. Be encouraged. Julie Camacho, thy will be done. Lisa Gade, Pastor Scott, we live by faith, not by sight. And to my wonderful wife, who will not let me name the thing that I want to be named, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, and let your husband rename that music. Hey, a little round of applause, amen? All right, you guys can go back to your classes. Thank you very much for your due diligence, your sacrifice, and for caring for these children. Extravaganza right there. Yeah, right there. All right. Point number three. Point number three. There we go. All righty. If anyone causes, that would be good to get these guys up here for a moment because it gets real stiff right here. The kingdom is for keeps, folks. If anyone causes, remember those children. It's hard to get them out of your mind, right? Little Ezekiel. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown in the sea. Jesus tells us that there is reward and that there is penalty. Click that for me, would you, Rob? These are children who are part of the plan. Click the next one for me, too. There we go. Oh. Back one, yeah, I got. No, not. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. Plan of God. Not God's plan, it's God's plan. And the children that are welcomed into it, they are there not because of their own volition, but because of the work of our Father in heaven. No one can come to me. None of these children, you might have brought them to church this morning, folks, but they don't come into the kingdom of God because you bring them. They come into the kingdom of God because the Father in heaven draws them. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And so each of these little children that has received the Lord Jesus Christ, who believes in him, that they are new creations in Christ, they are part of the plan of God, not because of something that anyone in this room has done, but because something that our Creator in heaven has started. Amen? Amen. And he says, don't mess up my plan. These little kids might mean nothing to you, but they mean everything to me. Amen. Don't cause one of them to stumble. Don't cause one of them to get off track. And you might be here today saying, man, I am just working on me. I am so messed up. I can't be worried about these little kids. And Jesus says, look, you're off track. Get on track. Grab a cross. There's no excuses in the kingdom of God. There is only victory and there's only defeat. And I'm not sensing that our Lord is really open to negotiations here. Can I get a witness on that part? You might be thinking, someone got me off track. Well, the Holy Spirit is in you to get on track today. And you need to really focus on making sure that those around you stay on track. Those kids are a gift from heaven. The Lord has called them out of darkness into light. He has put them around you, and he is expecting you to raise them. The feared mission of the Lord. Amen? Plan of God is big. Take some steps. God says, I want you to raise these kids for me. Not really any room for any feedback. Says, I'm expecting you to do a good job. He says there's a reward when you win. And he says there's a penalty when you lose. Matt, if you get off your phone and click that thing for me, please. I got to figure out what's going on with this thing. That's it. That's a millstone, folks. I'm not talking about a little puny pestle and mortar that you grind up corn with or something. I'm talking about a millstone that would grind the wheat for the whole town. Jesus says, you cause one of these little kids to get off track with me because of your smallness, because of your busyness, because of your lack of progress in the kingdom of God, it'd be better to tie one of those things, throw you into the deep. It's not going to be good. See, there's reward and there's penalty. Plan of God is big. You got to cut out the distractions, make some progress. Amen? All right, Matt, kick me over one more, buddy. There we go. You got to read with me on this because I got to click it over, buddy, so watch me. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. Kick me over there, sir. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. And I have good news for you this morning. Jesus is just joking here. You can, on the side of your Bible, you can just put, just joking. Mark chapter 9, 43 to 49. Doesn't really mean anything. Don't have to pay attention. Just something you can ignore, because the kingdom of God is the kingdom of mercy. Kingdom of God is love, and the kingdom of God is grace. But there's a problem. Because Matthew writes this as well. In fact, Matthew writes it twice, Matthew 5 and Matthew 19. Jesus is not joking. Kick me over there, would you, Matt? You know, the joke becomes clear in the garden. Jesus says, Dad, I know you're just joking. He says, Dad, can you get me out of here? But it becomes clear in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus says, not my will, but thy will be done. See, the plan of God is big, and it includes sacrifice. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. And there are those who would rather divert that plan and get it off the cross. See, Jesus is not joking here. And I have to ask you this morning, what is between you and the path of the cross? Hand, foot, eye, what you touch, where you go, and what you watch. Do they get in between you and the path of the cross? If so, cut it out. Cut it out of your life. It is sin that will cause you to stumble. It is your sin that will cause those children around you to stumble and the people around you to stumble. And the Lord says, I'm paying attention. Jesus says, get it handled. Because you can pay a price for eternity. He says, you make the wrong choices, you go to hell. Now, one thing I can understand from reading this text, hell is not a place you want to go. Hell is no joke. The cross is no joke. Plan of God is no joke. And Jesus is not joking. Plan of God is big. Grab onto sacrifice. Take some steps. Cut out distraction. Big plan, little steps. Grab onto the cross. Take some steps. Not making any progress. Cut out the distractions in your life. Jesus set up a meeting with the disciples. They were needing a message. At least you can come up. Jesus set this meeting up this morning. We got rain. We got people traveling. But he's got you right here. For some of you, you come into this meeting this morning covered with sweat and blood and dust of the plan of God. And he looks at you with a smile on his face and he says, well, look at you. Look what you are doing. Look what you are accomplishing. You're thinking, oh, Lord, I'm tired. He said, I got Holy Ghost power for you. I got progress for you. I got place in the plan for you. Take some steps. Make some progress. Continue on. Well done. I lost all my prizes. Who's got a prize? Dana? Where'd Dana go? Dana's gone. Here's a prize. He says, got a reward. And as awesome as thy will be done, little fake gold thing here. This is kind of cool. My wife picked that out. But what Jesus has, well done, good and faithful servant. Continue on, child. He takes a rag, takes a towel, kind of cleans off your brow, dusts you off. Plan of God's big. Steps are small. Take some. Amen? That's you this morning. I pray for you. I celebrate you. I have thanksgiving going up to heaven for you. Oh, God is good. But some are here this morning like the disciples. They had sin, pride, jealousy. Jesus said, what's this? Now, I don't know what your problem is, but he has called you to this meeting this morning. And there is a problem. And he's been trying to get you alone for a little while, but the crowds got in the way. And busyness got in the way. But there's time this morning. And he comes to you and he puts his thumb. He puts his index finger right on your heart. He puts it right on your soul and he says, what's this? And he knows what it is. He knew what they argued about on the road. He knew that they were lost in the sin of jealousy and the sin of pride. What were you arguing about? And the answer is, Lord, we were arguing about who was greatest. I feel so small. I feel so insignificant. I feel that I am so off track with you and the plan of the cross, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. Lord, show me. Lord, heal me. Lord, fix me and transform me. Lord, put me back on track. And this morning, as he reaches a nail-scarred hand from heaven, and he touches your soul, and he says, what's this? Where have you been going? What have you been touching and what have you been watching? Because you are no longer making progress in my plan. You have been halted and it is time for a change. And the Bible says that if we would confess our sins, that he is faithful and just, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This morning, God has called us to a meeting. He says to some, hell is out there. Don't be dumb. Don't ignore me. Don't pretend like I'm not touching you this morning. It's time to take some steps. You got some garbage in your life. You got to cut it out. You got dreams and visions that are no longer mine. Cut them out. He says the plan of God includes sacrifice. Time for you to pick up a cross. How you treating the children around you? How you treating the people that I have entrusted you with? Lord, we come to you this morning. I want to thank you, Lord, that you take time out of eternity. Step into City Heights to touch our hearts, Lord. Take a moist towel and to wipe off our brow, Lord. To wipe the dust and to clear the blood. The plan of the cross. Lord, that you would stoop so low as to touch my heart with your finger, my heart filled with sin and off track. Oh, Lord, save me a sinner. And be transformed. Thank you, Lord, that you are good and mighty and awesome. You're here this morning, you're tired, you're sweaty, bloody, dusty. Lord says, well done, well done. You're here this morning, say, Lord, I got more to go. Lord, I've been stepping, I want to take some bigger steps. Lord, I want to gain some momentum, I want to pick up speed. Lord, I am your man. Lord, I am your daughter, I'm your girl. Lord, touch me. Touch me, empower me, Lord. Make me big enough to grab onto a bigger chunk of your plan. I want to be transformed in my understanding, Lord. I won't be silent anymore. I'm going to ask when I don't understand. I am going to reach out to you in heaven. Nobody looking around at you this morning, slide up a hand and say, Lord, I need some more power. Right here, somebody will say, yeah, that's me here. Yeah, amen, amen. Lord, I've been slowing down a little bit. I'm going to speed up, take another bite of the plan. Hallelujah. Put your hands down. Lord, I thank you that you indeed power that we can be your witnesses in City Heights and San Diego and California and all across this nation. Lord, touching our hearts, Lord. Some of us touching some bad things, going some bad places, watching some bad stuff. Oh, Lord. Forgive me, a sinner, Lord. Oh, Lord, pour out your spirit on me, Lord. Cleanse me anew, Lord. I confess, Lord, that I have indeed lost the path. I have not making any progress, Lord. I need to be transformed in my life and in my spirit, Lord. Come, touch my soul and cleanse me anew. I want to grab a chunk of the plan. And Lord, I'm miles away. I don't know how it happened. And Jesus right now is telling you how it happened. Jesus right now is telling you what you need to do to get back, and there is one thing that needs to come out of your mouth. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. I don't want to be a loser anymore. I don't want to be lost in sin anymore, Lord. I'm going to put that behind me, and I'm going to run with reckless abandon toward the plan of God and toward the cross. Lord, you do whatever you want with me when I get there, Lord, but I am moving out of my seat right now, Lord, and I am coming to the cross. I pray right now to heaven. Lord is touching your heart right now with his finger and pointing out sin in your life that you have enough guts to move out of your sin and move to the cross and embrace the cross and embrace sacrifice and begin to move in the plan of the Lord. Let's all stand. The worship team's going to come. We'll sing some songs
God, that you would bring it, Lord.
Right up here. It's a cleansing zone. Right up here. You can acknowledge what the Lord is already telling you. He knows. You start taking steps toward the cross. Amen? Let's all sing.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became.